quality health food on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
It's that time of the month again for our regular Q&A on everything health and health food related with the wonderful Linda LaFloche from Quality Health Foods in the centre of Harrogate. You are located in the arcade. Which arcade is it again?
Yes, in Westminster Arcade.
Westminster Arcade in the centre of Harrogate. Been there for many, many years.
32 years.
32 years. That is many years.
I haven't been there 32 years, you but haven't. The shop has, yeah.
You couldn't have been. No, not a chance. So, as always, we've had questions submitted by you for Linda. And if you do want to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at any time. You can use a private tweet if you want. It's at Stray FM to get your questions in. Or you can contact us via the website strayfm.com if you want to give a more in-depth question to us. So, we'll crack straight on then, Linda, with question number one.
Okay.
I've had a fall and broken my wrist. I've asked my doctor if he'll send me for a bone scan in case it's a sign of osteoporosis. So now I'm on a waiting list. Is there anything I can do whilst I'm waiting to improve my bones?
Right then, Elizabeth. Well, firstly, we need to speed up the healing of her wrist. And the best way to do that, actually, is to drink something called comfrey tea. And that's known as knit bone because it does exactly that. It does what it says on the label.
It knits your bones.
It knits your bones.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing that she should do is probably eat half a fresh pineapple per day. Now, pineapple actually contains something called bromelain. Now, bromelain is an enzyme that acts to reduce swelling and inflammation. Or she could take a supplement of bromelain. And it's an excellent supplement that aids in the recovery from a fracture and also eases her pain. And once again, is another excellent anti-inflammatory because if you break anything, your body is going to cause an inflammatory reaction. Then looking at her general bone health, osteoporosis is a condition where you lose too much bone or you don't make enough bone to replace the bone that you normally lose. Because your bones just don't stay stable. They're constantly breaking down and rebuilding through your life. It's not a solid thing.
Like skin?
Just like skin.
Okay, I genuinely didn't know that.
Just like that. If you don't replace enough, then you start to lose bone overall and the bone becomes less dense. So osteoporosis sort of means holes in the bone. And if it becomes less dense, then it's more likely to break. So, the building blocks of bones are calcium, but you must never take calcium on its own because your body doesn't know what to do with it and it's most likely just to dump it, and then it can cause heart disease. So you need to take it with vitamin D3 and magnesium. Magnesium is a little bit like a traffic policeman. It tells the body exactly what to do with the calcium.
Oh, wow.
So it would tell it, you know, put it into the bones, please, because they need that work. Avoid phosphate-containing drinks. So that's all the fizzy drinks, all of them. Really, that osteoporosis is a thing that's lined up for future, because if you think about
everyone drinking fizzy drinks.
Yeah. It's a generational thing, isn't it? Your grandparents don't and drink fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Like modern children drink fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if Elizabeth does all of that, her wrist will form really quickly and she can get on top of the problem.
Well, that's lots of things there for you, Elizabeth. Loads and loads of things there. And you mentioned just very quickly on those vitamins, I wanted to ask, there was lots of different vitamins to take supplements of. Can you buy them all in one or would you buy them separately?
Yeah, usually bone formulas, good quality ones, would have all of those in. The ones in our shop most
certainly
do. So
it would be worth coming to you to say which one of these should I get.
Come to us and we will direct you.
Lovely. Let's go on to question number two then. So Barbara then, what's your question?
I've put on quite a bit of weight recently, mostly around my middle. I saw the programme on TV with Angela Rippon and they mentioned inulin. Would this help me?
It's the word of the day, isn't it? We've had loads of people in the shop about inulin. Now, inulin is a dietary fibre that's non-digestible, passes through the small intestine into the large intestine, where it ferments and stimulates growth of good bacteria. That's all fine as long as you've got enough good bacteria. And I would never, ever, ever, as a nutritionist, recommend anybody has inulin on their own, like they did in that particular programme.
Right.
So I think they made a little bit of a mistake there, tiny mistake. Because really, if you don't have enough good bacteria in your gut, then inulin on its own can actually, if you take too much of it, cause bowel obstructions.
Sometimes this is a problem though with you hear about it a lot with people who like go to the gym and want to take supplements and things, that sometimes they read something and they see it on TV and they follow it up and they go for it, but actually they don't really know what they're doing.
No. And so instead of taking a little bit, they think, oh, if a little bit's going to help you lose fat around the middle, I'll take double that amount and then I'll lose it quicker. But that isn't the case. Yes. So inulin, yes, is a good idea, but not in a powder form the way that they suggested it on the television. It'd be much better to take it as dandelion, as a tincture. Because if you take it as dandelion tincture, it's got inulin in. It's really good for weight management by enhancing the efficiency of fat breakdown, but by improving your liver and gallbladder function as well.
Okay.
So it's like doing a double thing. And then the other thing is, of course, dandelion is a diuretic, so it helps you to get rid of all the toxins. If your body has any toxic matter, the way that it protects you from it is it tends to surround it with water molecules.
Mm-hmm.
So hence drinking more water and flushing it out of your system. You thought I wasn't going to say that.
I thought we were going to get through it. We thought we weren't going to have a drink more water. That would have been awful.
So all of those things are absolutely brilliant for helping to lose weight.
So as always, if people want to get in touch with you, they can do that by popping into the shop. Is the best way, really?
It really
isn't
is. We'd like to see them eye to eye. Yes.
A nice private chat there as well. Linda, as well, you're offering, you very quickly got a ladies' evening happening on the 19th of May as well, haven't you?
Yes, we have. I'm doing a talk called Improving the Foundations of Good Health, which I'll be talking about acid alkalinity, dehydration, and also your body's biome, your good bacteria again. We'll also have some guest speakers as well, somebody who's going to talk to us from about a body care range from Siberia, and we've got another lady who's coming to talk about hyaluronic acid. And we've got a fantastic raffle on the night, goodie bags, and it should be a fantastic night. It's by ticket only, £5 per head, but anybody can come into the shop and get a ticket.
Fantastic. So, yeah, £5 for a free goodie bag.
Yeah, it's not bad,
well
is it?
And
it
a
is.
Load of educational talks as well. And 15% off if you buy stuff
absolutely
on the night.
Absolutely, yes.
But it's ladies only, so hard luck for me.
Oh, no, it says men are allowed.
Oh, it does. It's a ladies' evening, but men are allowed. It does, in small letters there. Oh, how exciting. Linda, thank you very much.
You're
and we'll
very
see you again
welcome.
Next
thank
month.
You.
Do get your questions in at Stray FM on Twitter or via the website strayfm.com.
Quality health food on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.